Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah, ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu, wala kitaba ba'da kitabihi, wala syari'ata ba'da syari'atihi. Amma ba'du, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa ma atakumur rasulu fakhudhuh, wa ma nahakum anhu fantahu, واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب. وقال تعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable ulama and kiram, hufaz of the Quran, respected brothers and friends in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The magnanimity, the greatness of an event is gauged but the extent of preparation that is made for the occasion, for the function. If it's a simple occasion and a function, then the preparation also is very easy, small, done away within a few hours or maybe in a day. But if it's a major event, if it's a grand occasion, then we will see grand preparations even taking place before this occasion or that function. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned with regards to the auspiciousness, the greatness of this great month of Ramadan that is on our doorstep. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma is the narrator, and he says that inna al-jannata تُجَنَّدُ وَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ الْحَوْلِ إِلَى الْحَوْلِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. That preparations for this Ramadan that is a few days away from us, the preparation for that Ramadan had begun 1 year ago. Jannat was already being prepared, was being beautified, was being embellished for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that that person, as-sawmu li, any person who fasts, he's fasting for me. Wa ana ajzi bihi wa ana ujza bihi. Then I am his reward. And no one can write down his reward save myself. The angels who are writing rewards for all other deeds, for this deed of fasting, they can't. That's even beyond them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the rewarding of fasting is reserved for me. I will do that. So a person is going to be fasting only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Preparations have begun so long in advance. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, As-salawatul khamsu, wal-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ati, wa ramadan ila ramadan. That the ability for us to see this jumu'ah, Alhamdulillah, last Jumu'ah we performed. Now we are seeing one more Jumu'ah with health and with iman in the masjid. None of us carry any guarantees that I would see the next Jumu'ah. I would see this Ramadan. Life is teaching us the lesson. The message is very bold on the walls. We can see it. That none of us have any guarantee in life. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one Jumu'ah to the next, one Ramadan to the next, serves as an atonement and a forgiveness for the sins in between. The sins that a person has committed, the minor sins of a person, between one Ramadan to the next, that is automatically forgiven by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sometimes a person can't understand, why is that car not starting? But why is this appliance not working? He takes it for some repairs, maintenance. Just one contact wire was loose. The positive that was connected, the negative got loose. So this needed to be fastened and tightened, and the appliance is working. So that connection from one Ramadan to the next, it's only the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that inshaAllah we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see this come in Ramadan. That inshaAllah by means of seeing the next Ramadan, it becomes an atonement and a forgiveness for the sins from this to the previous one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability. We see the month of Ramadan, we see it with health and we see it with iman inshaAllah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih. Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih. Aw kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That this great month that is coming to us, ulama explain and say this is a very important guest that is coming. Now the behavior of a guest in your house depends on your reception and your welcome. How do you welcome him? If the welcome is a warm, hearty welcome, example, there's someone coming, you had invited him for meals or whatever it may be to your house. To receive the guest, when you hear the bell, then you are already few steps outside your house opening the gate. Person comes, you open arms to meet the person. MashaAllah, so nice to see you. You know, it pleases me, you accepted my da'wat, man. Please come in, I'm so happy. During the meal, please man, eat a little bit more. Do justice to the food. You know, stay till supper also. Now that puts that guest at ease. Hey, listen, I'm entertained. He appreciates me. I think so, this is a good friend to keep. We've got a good relationship. He's got good akhlaq. And of course, that guest will want to come back. And this guest of Ramadan that is coming, is it with open arms, we happy, ready? Or is it like that person who calls someone to his house and he invites him, he opens the gate, parks his car, he must come to the door and knock. Open the door, mashallah, come inside. We sitting in the dining room, ladies on that side. And he sits down to eat. You don't pass the food to him. Eat nicely, and the person continues eating. Children are running around. Maaf man, you know, that one I got it from Dubai, that ornament over there, it's 150 dirhams, that one, or dinars. That one is very expensive. So person sees all these things, then the guest also is feeling, hold on, maybe he's scared he's going to get broken. He's on edge now. Let me call the children, sit here, don't run anywhere. Don't run around, sit up. Now he's on edge, he's not going to enjoy the meal. So when this guest of Ramadan is coming, are we happy? That the Ramadan is coming, subhanallah, and a person is happy and he's preparing. So the preparation for Ramadan, what preparation have we made for the month of Ramadan? Are we ready to say, let the month of Ramadan first day come, and I'm ready, inshaAllah, with my taraweeh. I'm ready, I'm not going to look for that masjid which is 5 minutes even quicker. We'll travel 10 minutes for a 5 minutes quicker taraweeh. Not appreciating the ability, man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. That person who stands in the month of Ramadan with iman, hoping for reward from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all his sins are forgiven. Ulama explain and say the month of Ramadan, when we are performing taraweeh, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us 40 more opportunities of gaining proximity to Him. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدْ. The closest that a person can gain in proximity to Allah in this world is in sajda. When he's in sajda, he's closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ. Does a person appreciate that sajda? Or is he counting the minutes of himself? Last night was 10, this night is 12. What happened? No, this quarter is one page longer. Then we need to give an answer also why it was 2 minutes even longer. Subhanallah. Some of the students we've got in the different countries, African countries. One of the students from Tanzania. So we had a program, we had taken him. After the program, he said, Mulana, everywhere in South Africa it's like this. I say, what you say, what you talking about? You see, the Taraweeh Salah is very quick over here, mashallah. Taraweeh is very quick here. Like, you know, An hour is the average. 1 hour 15, okay, you know, you had to sacrifice me kurbani to go for that one. You see, what happens in Tanzania? You see, no more than when we start 9 o'clock, 11:30 is the earliest. 11:30 is the earliest. If you know me, khatam of Quran. Alam tara days, me khatam of Quran, aram ti, he said. No rush. Abdul Rahman bin Hurmuz rahimahullah says, he says in our time, a pious of the time, he says in our time, the Hufaz, the Qurra had to read Surah Baqarah, the entire Surah, first night, 8 rakats. From this you gauge what was the length of Taraweeh. If he read it in 12, we told him shortcut. Surah Baqarah in 12 rakats. Hey, listen, we're reading less tonight. We need to change this Qari Sahib. He's reading less. We need more Quran to be recited. So we have to change him. So that mentality has to change of ours, that we need and require every moment of the month of Ramadan, appreciate, maximize on the ability to make sajda in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the ability to perform taraweeh, the ability to fast. These are all bounties from Allah that we appreciate them. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, who was such a towering scholar, who authored his magnum opus of Sahihul Bukhari, the most authentic kitab after the Qur'an al-Kareem, in the month of Ramadan, he puts his kitabs, he puts ahadith one side. يُقْبِلُ عَلَىٰ تِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ This month is dedicated for Qur'an. Nothing else. يَخْتِمُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ خَتْمَةً Every day, one khatam of the Qur'an. Every 3 nights, one khatam of the Qur'an. Hazrat Shaykh Mullah Muhammad Zakaria, rahimahullah, he wrote to his khulafa, recite Qur'an, give me kalguzari. At the end of the month, reports were coming, famous incident we always heard. And one of his special disciples, we would say his associates, had written 61 khatams of Qur'an for this month of Ramadan. 61 khatams. We may feel, Mawlana, but you're talking about hufaz, you're talking about qurra, you're talking about ulama, you're talking about mashayikh. One of the musallis, alhamdulillah, last Ramadan, he says locked down, professional, essential worker, was going to work, not hafiz, so he says, alhamdulillah, Mawlana, there was extra time for me. This Ramadan, 10 khatams I made. And he was happy. He says, I made 10 khatams of the Quran. So I say, okay, 10 khatams, like what's so great in that? He said, no, previously it was only 4 or 5. This year I doubled it because of lockdown. So that ability of the recitation of Quran, that we maximize on these opportunities, this great gift of Ramadan is coming. Are we going to think that, oh, now my exercise broken. That soccer night, we can't go anymore because that slot is falling in Taraweeh time. And am I thinking that Ramadan has come as a blockage to my routine? Has it come to interrupt my cycle or my diet or whatever it was? Na'udhu billah. These are opportunities to gain from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We need to be open arms and be ready when this guest of Ramadan has to come. From now, from long before ulama, we already making, the salaf used to make dua. That's the dua we always reciting and saying, Ameen. Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa sha'ban wa balighna ramadan. From rajab we making dua, Ya Allah, I want to see Ramadan. Let it not be that the few days come, we want to squeezing a holiday. Squeeze it in. Why? Ramadan is coming. We're going to be locked down, tied up. Can't do anything. Then come back from the holiday. You need a holiday from that holiday. Ramadan comes now. Person doesn't have that energy. Yes, if a person is going to relax, he's going to whichever place, just to recuperate, revitalize, pick up his spirits and energies. Let Ramadan come. I've got my program and I'm ready for it. And none of us should take any bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for granted. Whether it be fasting, whether it be looking into the Quran. None of us have guarantee I'll have my sight next year. None of us have guarantee I'll have the health to and the ability to fast even this Ramadan. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu is sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on deathbed. He's very sick. As he's falling down unconscious, then he tells his sons, They all are sitting around him. Udhkuru sahiba raghif. Don't forget the incident of the man with the bread. And then he fell down unconscious. We're waiting for him. Maybe he'll wake up. He'll tell us, what is he talking about? Few moments later, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu gains consciousness. The sons are there. Ya Abati, Papa, what about the man with the bread? What are you talking about? So he mustered up some energy and courage and he says, Oh my sons, this person, Rajulun Salihun, Mithla Juraj, this person was a pious man. He was like Juraj, meaning he was a monk, dedicated his time and ibadat for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the previous ummats. 70 years he made the ibadat of Allah. 70 years. The only day he would come out of his monastery was on a Sunday. He'll come out on the Sunday for his necessities and back for the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. After 70 years, one day he comes out, after 70 years, he sees a beautiful lady and he is overwhelmed. He cannot believe the beauty of this lady, and 70 years in ibadat, he hasn't seen such beauty. And there he is trapped and he is seduced with this lady. He spends 7 days and 7 nights in adultery with her. 7 days and 7 nights. After 1 week, he comes to his senses. He says, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, what am I doing? Who am I? Where am I heading to? What is this? He makes tawbah, he makes istighfar, and he immediately leaves that area. When he leaves that area, every step he took, oh my sons, he made sajda and he made tawbah. Every step, sajda, tawbah, sajda, tawbah. And he was very weak because of the extent and the long journey he was taking. He comes to an area and there was a platform and he sees that there are some people that are spending the night on this platform. So he approaches the platform. He's very, very weak and tired, just to get shelter among some people that may just protect him. He climbs the platform and he falls down unconscious. And he wakes up only to see that there's a person who was distributing bread on behalf of a nearby monk. That monk said, there's 12 poor people on that platform. Every night, sadaqah will come from my house for them. So 12 loaves of bread for 12 destitute. 12 poor people. So the person comes and he's distributing in the darkness of the night, one loaf each. So this person who's the repentant monk, he also wakes up. Someone's distributing food, subhanallah, rizq from Allah, he collects his loaf. At the end, one person is left. So he tells the distributor, and my loaf? He says, don't talk to me like that. Everyone's got a loaf. There's only 12 of you. He says, I haven't got anything. I've given everyone their due. So he says, I don't have mine. He says, how dare you talk to me like that? I'll never give any one of you food in the future. I'm going to complain to the monk. So he leaves. The repentant monk sees what's happening. He keeps quiet. He looks and he notices one person doesn't have a loaf of bread. He picks it up. He goes and he leaves it in his hand. He says, this one was due to you. This one was due to you. He takes a few steps down the platform. Extreme hunger and tiredness, fatigue. He falls down and he passes away. He goes to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, right, 70 years of ibadat he made and 7 nights of adultery. Let's weigh the two. So the angels put it on the scales and they said, the 7 nights of adultery outweighs the 70 years of ibadat. 70 years is outweighed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but what happened? 7 nights has destroyed all your 70 years of ibadat. So the angels are saying, Ya Allah, he's deserving of Jahannam. But that loaf of bread that he returned, that loaf of bread that he returned also, so they put that loaf of bread, that becomes heavier on the scales, and they say he's deserving of Jannah. So a person can make 70 years of ibadat. Imagine if this person had to pass away 2 nights earlier. 2 nights earlier, he passed away in disobedience. He passed away in adultery. He would have been taken to task. None of us have any guarantee. Whether we'll see the next Ramadan, whether we'll have an opportunity to fast, to recite Quran, to perform Taraweeh. How often isn't it the complaint? Mawlana Taraweeh, Hufaz are complaining, someone's taken out mistake, no, the boys are playing in the back. Not boys, there's big people sitting in the back. Not boys, there's big people, they are talking. Now who do you scold? Now you scold the youngster, father comes, hey, who are you talking to? Who are you talking? He's not doing anything. Astaghfirullah. So let us appreciate all of these moments to perform Taraweeh. We as the adults, let's lead by example. Bring our sons, no problem. They must be next to us. You want to bring your children, be at the back, but let him be next to you. But make sure the children are also performing Taraweeh Salah. Make sure we are also performing our Taraweeh Salah. And we are not in our cars. 40 more opportunities to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fast of the general, ulama say, the general fast is a person doesn't eat and drink. This fast of the special servants of Allah, the special servants, is not only abstaining from food and drink, but abstaining from the sins of the limbs, no zina of the eyes. There's no zina and there's no haram being heard of by the ears. There's no haram being thought of by the mind. All of this is controlled. And the fast of the VVIP, very, very special servants of Allah. Very special. Those are mukhlaseen, mustafain al-akhyar. Those servants, then for them is the cleansing of the heart. You know, when we build our house, then we do everything and that interior decor, the decor on the inside, this has to match and everything has to be according to a special color scheme. The important thing for us in the month of Ramadan is the interior decoration. Decoration of that heart. That heart, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. As Mullah Yunus Patel rahmatullahi used to say, that the message should be, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Does man not know Allah is watching him? The month of Ramadan, exercise all the time. This has to become my motto, inshaAllah. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we make preparations for Ramadan. We are in the preparation mode already, alhamdulillah. We increase, we accelerate in that manner, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of us with health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with iman. Those that are in hospitals, take them out. Those that are sick, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them complete shifa. Those of us that are well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. We maximize on all the opportunities that we are that will be available for us this month of Ramadan. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.